At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There was something new from the governor of Missouri, Mike Kehoe, yesterday to the Associated Press that is a little bit different than what we had heard in the past about a renovated Arrowhead. And so I'll just read you a little bit. This is from an interview with the AP. Mike Kehoe, governor of Missouri, suggested the Chiefs could make, quote, architectural improvements to Arrowhead that would make it more weather resistant without it being a full-blown dome. We all know if they move to Kansas, it will be a fully domed stadium. That's been made very, very clear if they go there. If they stay at the Truman Sports Complex, there have been numerous times where Clark Hunt has been asked about retractable roof. We all know many, many, many years ago it was on the ballot, right, to have that rolling roof and all that. And we asked Clark Hunt even on this show at the Super Bowl 2 years ago about that, and he made it seem as if the way the stadium's set up, it just doesn't really make sense architecturally to add a retractable roof just to Arrowhead. Now, you've got the governor of Missouri saying, quote, there's some interesting architectural improvements to make to Arrowhead that could be conducive to an all-weather protective environment without being a full dome. I would say look at some of the structures that are in Europe that may have some sort of fabric device that goes over it. Now, if you guys remember a couple years ago when the Chiefs were in Frankfurt, Germany, they were playing the Dolphins, right? The early morning game when Tyreek Hill fumbled the football, whatever it was. Yep. That stadium had this, like, it almost looked like a parachute, basically like collapsed into the scoreboard, and then it expanded out. And I looked up the exact, like, what it actually is. It's basically flexible membrane supported by a steel cable construction. Okay, that's officially what the retractable roof is. And if you go and you look at a photo of, just type in Frankfurt Football Stadium, you'll see what I'm talking about. That sounds as if what the governor of Missouri is at least alluding to. I'll be honest. It just doesn't seem realistic to me, right? Like, I'm not saying not realistic that they stay at Arrowhead. Of course that's on the table. But that they stay with a renovated cable fabric looking thing that just, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that in the NFL. Is that really? Also, what's the cost on that? It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Retractable membrane roof?
No, it's just an idea maybe to try to keep them at Arrowhead. I know there's an allure for them to stay there and then have the Royals.
Does this feel desperate
gone.
To you from the governor at all to suggest this?
A bit, yes, because we haven't really seen it go to work. Now, Buffalo did something kind of different with their new stadium where it's kind of more enclosed canopy, where the fans are with the canopies. I mean, it's still an open roof stadium. They're still going to have to deal with snow at that point, even though they put some heaters coils underneath to keep it off the field at most point. They did as much as they can without making it a dome. And it was constructed by Populous here in Kansas City that designed Buffalo State. Imagine that, another Kansas City company for the Buffalo Bills. But it does seem it.
Well, Populous, one of the best.
But the other thing, too, the biggest draw, and I think, for the Chiefs, we can talk about domes and all that. They really want hotels. They want restaurants. They want development. They've always liked what's happening in SoFi with the restaurants, development around it. They really want it. Now, can it happen where they're at if the Royals are gone and they put hotels and restaurants there? It is at the corridor of I-70 and 435, which should work. It just never has. That's the part. And they were very clear on that from the beginning, that area just never, even development, it just never really materialized for it. I do think there's a draw to stay at the current place. You put the net up. We'll see it. I mean, it sounds far-fetched, though. I mean, had to see it.
It seems – go ahead, Drew.
I was going to say, it feels like they're trying to find every excuse to stay at Arrowhead. Like, they're trying all options of being able to stay at Arrowhead. It feels like that's kind of the direction they're leaning.
It's become iconic, though, Drew, because only Soldier Field and Lambeau are older, and Bears are getting a new facility, probably. So
it just feels like they're really trying to come up with excuses to be at Arrowhead, as many as possible, to find a way to stay there.
Well, remember, this. Let me be clear. This is coming from the governor. There's obvious reasons why, as the governor, should want the team to stay in Missouri.
Of course.
This is not coming from the team. This is the sitting governor of the state in which one, if not both, teams potentially could leave his state. That is not a good thing for the state of Missouri.
Any ideas
obviously.
Are good ideas, in my opinion.
Yeah, look, he should be doing every possible thing to try to keep the teams in his state. I'm not faulting him for suggesting. I'm saying I don't really buy into the idea that if they stay in Missouri, they're going to come up with this. I'll call it just this. It looks like basically they're going to add a tarp over the top of Arrowhead. Okay. I just don't buy it.
I don't think fans would buy it. They keep the open air stadium. I know they want to put other events. They want to be able to draw the Final Four and things like that. Would it work for that? Would it actually work for basketball, do you think, having this roof? Would it be conducive for that?
No, that's the thing. And again, I'm just comparing it to the Frankfurt Stadium. I'm not saying there's not other contraptions, but what he explained, the governor, was check out Europe, basically, I'm paraphrasing. They have these fabric type of roofs. And if you go and look, and the one that came to mind for me was Frankfurt, because I saw the Chiefs play a football game.
Wasn't
there.
Wasn't that kind of lower, too, where a punk could have hit it?
And I actually thought it was kind of cool. Like, the design is very smart. Like, it's wow, they could have it collapse in the scoreboard and then string out. But the weather there is not the same weather we get in Kansas City. It just is not. From a wind and tornado and other thing. And the Final Four, you think that the Final Four is just going to let there be like a partial roof? I don't think so. This would not completely cover Arrowhead. It did not completely
Dome.
It did not completely cover Frankfurt Stadium, right? Like it can be open or closed. They to me would not get any more events with this fabric looking thing. And if that's the case, then what's the point of doing that?
That's the case to get other events. So that's primary number one.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting because it's the first time we've heard anybody really talk about that again.
Well, rolling roof didn't pass. Came close. That would have been interesting.
I just don't think a partial roof accomplishes anything. Like, I know it sounds great in theory. Like, oh, do a partial roof on Arrowhead, and then everybody's happy. Like, I don't think the whole point of the roof is so you get year-round concerts and a Final Four and a Super Bowl and all that. And this fabric design to me wouldn't do. I don't think it's a realistic option. I wanted to talk about it to see what you guys thought.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5,
Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.